court, the ancient boxers wore gloves ribbed with steel and spiked with nails. At times the steel, wrapped around their gloves, was serrated, like the blade of a hunting knife, in order to make deep gashes in the opponent's skin. In addition to this, they used extremely heavy gloves that made every punch more damaging. It is quite usual to find artwork from the time of the ancient Greeks that includes boxers whose faces, ears, and noses are totally deformed from being struck by these dangerous gloves. Making this sport even more dangerous was the fact that there were no rules, except that a boxer couldn't clench his opponent's fist. That was the only rule of the game. There were no rounds, like there are in boxing today. The fight just went on and on until one of the two surrendered or died in the ring. Next, there were wrestlers. Wrestling was the most ancient of the combat sports, because it was an essential part of the education of Roman boys in the wealthier classes. Every adult male in those classes learned to wrestle. However, combat sport wrestling was very different than simple wrestling. Although not quite as ugly and bloody as the other two combat sports, combat wrestling was still very aggressive and dangerous. Certain rules applied to the competitions of this combat sport. For instance, some of the most violent fighting techniques weren't allowed in wrestling, such as blows, kicks, thrusts, throttle holds, twisting of the joints, and fighting on the ground. The third combat sport was pancrasian, from the Greek words pan and kratos. The word pan means all, and krasion is from the word kratos, which means power. When these two words were put together, they formed the word pancrasian, which means all-powerful. These fighters were the fiercest, toughest, and most committed of all. In this sport, they were permitted to kick, punch, bite, gouge, strike, break fingers, break legs, and to do any other horrible thing you could imagine. There was no part of the human body that was off limits. They could do anything they wanted to any part of their competitor's body, for there were basically no rules. An early inscription from a father to his sons, who participated in pancrasian, says this: "If you should hear your son has died, you can believe it. But if you hear he has been defeated and chose to retire, do not believe it." Why? Because like the other combat sports, pancrasian was extremely violent. While participating in this sport, more professional pancratists died than surrendered or were simply defeated. I realize that these are very graphic images, but they are also very important images, for they are all contained in the word wrestle that Paul uses in Ephesians 6:12. In the day when Paul wrote this letter, everyone who saw the Greek word pale, wrestle, saw all these images in their minds. You can see then that this was a powerful, pungent word for Paul to use when he started to describe our conflict with unseen demonic powers that Satan has marshaled together to try to destroy us. By using the word wrestle from the Greek word pale, Paul was telling every reader and us that spiritual warfare can be a bitter struggle and an intense conflict. This first phrase in Ephesians 6:12 really carries this idea. For our wrestling, that is our intense struggle, fierce combat, contest, challenge, and ongoing conflict is not really with flesh and blood, but with. Then Paul goes on to describe the different levels of demonic powers that exist in Satan's kingdom. As we look at what Paul said, I want you to see that this conflict can be fierce. I don't mean to alarm you, but you need to know that the devil is serious in his attempts to destroy you. And if you haven't prepared yourself spiritually to thwart such attacks, you may find yourself in a real quandary. You see, our adversary is real. There are foul forces of darkness that work covertly behind most disasters and many moral failures. However, these demonic spirits can't do anything unless our flesh cooperates with them. They may come to tempt, to seduce, to deceive, and to assault the mind, but unless they find a partner to listen or cooperate with them, their evil attempts are futile and powerless. Therefore, the greatest key to winning every battle the devil wages against you is to keep your mind dominated